A simple opera, the Lago di Como version of 13499, introducing the compositional practices of a certain late 20th century Fluxus artist-composer. A simple opera. This work is entitled A Simple Opera because it is really very simple. It was simple to compose. It is simple to perform. And it is simple to understand. This opera has no heroes. No heroines. And no murky mythology. Certainly, you already understand this opera's formal structure. And probably also have decided not to expect surprises. Or profound enlightenment. Intellectually, this opera demands little beyond patience and perhaps a tolerance for high silliness. While this opera is certainly not one of my greatest works, it is surely one of my most useful works. It is very flexible It can be performed by anyone. Anywhere. Using any instrument. It can be as long. Or as short as necessary. And the libretto can be. And is usually quickly rewritten. To suit any occasion. However, I admit. This opera has one major shortcoming. A tautological problem deeply rooted in this otherwise brilliant. Formal conceit. Thank you. The problem is that this form cannot produce a grand and thrilling climax. Such as normally leads to thunderous applause by the audience. Likewise, it cannot produce a resolution. Of sublime and poetic luminescence. Such as also, after an appropriate silence, normally leads to a thunderous applause. Well, yes, I guess I do miss this applause. But finally, and in the end, demands integrity.